The Christmas and New Year holiday period was always likely to speed the advance of the Omicron variant, and so it is proving. In the UK, a record 129,000 new infections were reported on Tuesday, but the government's decision not to disrupt New Year celebrations and instead to emphasise vaccine booster shots reflects positive signs that hospital admissions and death numbers aren't rising with the same intensity.
We're looking at the data and we wouldn't hesitate to act if we saw that the data told us that we needed to introduce further measures, but so far that's not what the data's telling us.
The cautious optimism that Omicron may be less of a threat than the previous Delta variant isn't being embraced everywhere. Countries like the Netherlands, Austria and Denmark are under varying degrees of lockdown, and in Spain a wave of new infections has provoked such public concern that free COVID-19 tests are running out. France, though, is holding its nerve, also promoting vaccine booster shots as the first line of defence. It's reduced the required delay before getting a booster from 4 months to 3.
I think the government is doing what they can with what they know about this virus that is spreading throughout the world. It's not only here. We just hope that there won't be a fifth, sixth, seventh or eighth dose, but they're doing what they must.
Germany is taking a hybrid approach, buying time, the government says, for boosters to work, with a range of restrictions including restaurant curfews, nightclub closures and limits on sports and other public gatherings. It's expected that Omicron will become the dominant coronavirus strain in Germany within days.
Something has to be done to bring the infection figures down. I also understand that we have to look ahead to the next few weeks.
Looking ahead is made easier by watching what's happening in the UK, currently the Omicron epicentre. The UK government's light-touch, booster-driven gamble based on data that's still evolving will either be proven right to everyone's relief or wrong, perhaps giving other countries just enough time to change course. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.